जय गुरु ओंकारा जय जय सद्गुरु ओंकारा ओम
जय गुरु ओंकारा जय जय सद्गुरु ओंकारा ओम
जय गुरु ओंकारा जय जय सद्गुरु ओंकारा ओम
जय गुरु ओंकारा जय जय सद्गुरु
ब्रह्मा विष्णु सदा शिवा हर 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 महादेवा
ब्रह्मा विष्णु सदा शिवा हर 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 महादेवा
जय गुरु ओंकारा जय जय सद्गुरु
दृश्यं लोचनं दृक् तद्दृश्यं द्रक्तुमानसं दृश्याद्रिवृत्तसाक्षी दृगेव न तु दृश्यते नीलपीतस्थूलसूक्ष्म ह्रस्वदीर्घादिभेदतः नानाविधानि रूपाणि पश्य लोचन एकदा आङ्गमाङ्गपटुत्वेषु नेत्रधर्मेषु चैकदा सङ्कल्पये मनःश्रोत त्वगादौ योजताम् इदम् सङ्कल्पसन्देहौ श्रद्धा श्रद्धे धृतितरे वीदिवीत्येवमादिं वाचते कदाचितिः उदेति नास्तमैतेषा वृद्धिं याति न क्षयं स्वयं विभाति अन्यानि भासये साधनं विना
रूपं दृश्यं लोचनं दृक् ऑल सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स इमोशंस एंड थॉट्स आर परसीव्ड बाय सटल इक्विपमेंट द फर्स्ट स्टेज इज सेड दैट ऑल ऑब्जेक्ट्स आर सीन बाय ऑर्गन्स ऑफ परसेप्शन फाइव ऑर्गन्स ऑफ परसेप्शन सो देर आर मेनी ऑब्जेक्ट्स बट ईच सेंस ऑर्गन perceives them, like netra, eyes can see many types of forms colors. But netra is one. Second stage, the eyes are seen by mind, and the mind is seen by sakshi, and sakshi drigeva natu drishyate, drigeva, that sakshi natu drishyate, it can never become an object of perception, can never. So by your five organs of perception and mind, you can never perceive that sakshi. Drigeva natu drishyate. And we have seen the sakshi, the knower, ultimate knower has to be sentient. And all other things are insentient, up to mind. All objects, organs of perception, mind, they all are inert. That we have already seen. Then in the next three verses, it was given the detail of the drishya. The first was stated about the neela, peeta, sthula, sukshma, different type of objects, nana vidhani rupani, pasat lochanam ekadha. Nana rupi vidhani, there are different types of objects but are seen by eyes. Ekadha, ekadha means they are not affected by the objects. Seeing the red flower, our eyes never become red. Seeing the dullness, sharpness of or the blindness of the eyes, mind never become dull or sharp. Similarly, now apply the same inference. Whatever thoughts are there in the mind, what are the thoughts? Kama, sankalpa, sandeha, sraddha, asraddha, dhriti, adhriti, all these thoughts, positive or negative thoughts are there, but the sakshi is unaffected. Then comes about the, who is this sakshi, who is this atman, what is its nature? So it is said in verse number 5, Naudeti nastamayasya. Naudeti, there is no birth. No astam, no setting, no death. What is birth and death? Prak abhav, pradhvansa adhav, that we have seen in our earlier lecture. No birth, no death. And it was also, we have seen, if somebody says, even if we assume that there is a birth of consciousness, who sees that birth? It has to be a sentient being existing prior to it. Because we have already seen that the ultimate seer must be sentient being. So if somebody is seeing the birth of consciousness, that means some sentient being is already existing before that. So there cannot be any prakabhav, no birth. And when there is no birth, the question of death does not arise. And whatever is born must die, guaranteed. Na udeti, na astam, that indicates no birth, no death means it is existing. In three period of time, we call it Sat. Atman is called as Sat, Chit and Ananda. Na udeti, na astam represent the Sat part, existence. It stays for three period of time. Na vriddhi yati, na chayam. There is no increase or decrease in that Atman. That means there is no change. And all changes happens in matters. There are only two things. One is the life part, the Om, the Brahman or the Atman, and another is matter part. Where is Vriddhi and Chayam? Vriddhi and Chayam, the changes are always in the finite things. Then who is that Atman? Infinite. Changes represent to finite. Vriddhim Chayam. So na Vriddhi, na Chayam indicates it's not finite. That means it is infinite. And infinite means bliss. बिकॉज छांदोग्य उपनिषद से न अल्पे सुखम अस्ति, वन विच इज फाइनाइट देर इज नो सुख देयर, एंड वन विच इज इनफाइनाइट भूमा सुख इज देयर. सो न वृद्धिम याति न क्षयम इंडिकेट द सुख पार्ट. First was we have seen sat part. The second part, Pad says about the bliss part, existence and bliss. Swayam vibhati, swayam vibhati indicates the consciousness part, chit part, knowership part. So we say na sat chit anand. That sat chit and anand is indicated in this verse. First, sat part, na udeti, na astam, no birth and no death. It is continuously existing. Na vriddhim, na chayam. There is no change. They are of opposite nature. The life part, the Brahman, the nature is different from the matter. Matter is always changing and perishable. And Atman is permanent and eternal. Bliss part. And the third part is Swayam Vibhati. That indicates the self-effulgence, the consciousness part. Bhasetam sadhan bina atha anyani. Atha anyani, all others are illumined by that Atman. That Atman which is self-effulgent, it illumines everything of the world. When it is so evident, then why do we miss it? There are only two things. Very simple. One is the life spark, another is the matter. And now we have known clearly the characteristics of matter and the characteristics of Atman. Still, why do we miss? Very simple reason, because we give more importance to the matter. We give importance to body, mind, intellect, perceiver, feeler, thinker, object, emotions and thought, world. We are giving more importance to the inert, changing, perishable matter. That is why we are missing. And the scripture says, Atma Vati Drastabhya Mantabhya Nididhyasitabhya. You should think about that Atman, not the object, emotions and thought, world and body, mind and intellect. Very good. What will happen? If I know this thing, this knowledge, what will happen? So it is guaranteed that your sorrow will end. The source of sorrow is matter. And the source of joy is Atman. Only source of joy is Atman. We superimpose that joy, that sukh on the objects, emotions and thoughts, on beings, on persons, but the source is one and same. But we think, no, this person is giving me sukh, this being, this situation, this property, this car is giving me sukh. No, sukh is not there. We are sukh parumpujing the same sukh which is in Atman on the object, emotions and thought, not knowing that the sukh is inside me. And we are searching sukh outside. So far we have failed. And if we continue to search outside, result is guaranteed. Next verse.
Chichhaya veshato buddho.
Chichhaya veshato buddho.
Bhanam dhistu dvidhasthita.
Bhanam dhistu dvidhasthita.
Ekaham kritiranyasyat. Ekaham kritiranyasyat. Antahkarana rupini.
Antahkarana rupini. Chichaya vesato buddho. Bhanam dhistu dvidhasthita.
Ekaham kritiranyasyat.
Antahkarana rupini. Chit chaya avesatah. Chit chaya, reflection of consciousness. Avesata enters. Where? Buddho. So if you want to meet chit chaya, if you want to meet Atman, if you want to meet Brahman, where do you have to go? Buddho. In your mind. The address of Atman is direct address. Chichaya buddho. Then dhi tu dvidhasita. And this intellect is of two types, two kinds. What are those? Ek ahankar kriti anya syat antahkarna rupani. One is ahankar. We call it ego, not pride, ego. And other is antahkarna rupani. Antahkarna rupani, as you know, there are four parts. Man, buddhi, chitta, ahankar. So here for a specific purpose, the author has separated two, ahankar and antahkaran. So antahkaran would be now here, man, buddhi and chitta. So three things are on the one side, ahankar is on the other side. So self is existence, consciousness, bliss. We have already seen in our verse number 5. It does not manifest as life in all inert matters at all times. Two conditions. Sat Chit Anand does not manifest as life in inert matters at all times. Do you see life in the chair? No. Life is not there. So in inert matter, we don't see life. Very good. But in the human beings or other beings, we find life. But it is short. It is not permanent. So it is not at all times. So the life, we don't see, life means pulsating life. We don't see the pulsating life in the chair, in the table, in the building. If the existence, consciousness, bliss is everywhere, why don't we see it in the inert matter? Or in some places we find the life, but it is not permanent. And we have seen the nature of existence, consciousness, bliss as eternal and permanent. What can be the reason? Sukshma Sharir, will be coming to that slowly. Number one, there is a difference between self and inert matter. That we are seeing for many, many times. Life spark is eternal, permanent and Chaitanya Swarup. And all other things, Vasana, BMI, PFT and OAT, all other things of the world, whatever you perceive, they are all inert. So it's a different nature. Number two, in the inert matters also, there is variation. There is variation of subtleness. We will see that. There is a subtlety, different subtlety in the inert matter also. And number three, the Atman is Nirdosa Samam. Nirdosi Samam Brahma. Upanishad says that the Atman is homogeneous, one and same. There is no change in it. That we have already seen. Nirdosi Samam Brahma is always one.
homogeneous, nirdosh, without any change. That proves that all changes are in the matter, in the inert matter. And in that inert matter, there are a lot of variations of subtlety, which we will see now. Example, sunlight shines on earth and water also. Earth and water both are inert matter. Now we are discussing inert matter. I am trying to show you that in inert matter there is variation. The sunlight is reflecting on the earth and the water. The water has got the reflection, but the earth has no reflection. So in the light there is no change, there is no variation. These are only examples. But in the water we see the pratibimba, the reflection of the sun, but not in on the earth. In the mirror and the mud pot, both are made of earth. Mirror reflects, but earth does not reflect. Both are made of same thing. Coal and diamond, both are made of carbon. But the diamond reflects the light, but not the coal. So there is a subtlety, there is a difference in between the inert matters also. Some reflect, some does not reflect. All inert objects exist because of existence, consciousness and bliss, because of Satchidananda, because of that Atman. Only the Sat part is seen in the inert matter. The chair exists, the isness. We have seen in our Ishavasya Upanishad, Ishavasya idagam sarvam yat kinchit jagatyam jagat. So whatever you see in this jagat, it is covered by Ishavasya. Iska vasya means covered by Ishwar. How? By the principle of existence. Not by the chit part and the ananda part. We are not able to see the chit part in the chair. But we will find existence part everywhere. Isness is everywhere. Sun is, space is, moon is, star. Oh, whatever you perceive, everything exists because of the existence of that. Ab batao, can you see the existence? Nothing in this world can exist without the existence part of the Satchidananda. What we see is the name and form. We see sun, what we see? Only the name and form. But we are not able to see the existence because of which the sun and the moon are there. So for us, Naam and Roop, name and form is more important than the existence part. So what we see is the only name and form. And a realized person, he falsifies the name and form and he sees the existence. Now tell me, will a realized person won't be able to see the existence everywhere? For him, the Naam and Roop, name and form is secondary. Existence comes first, and for ignorant, Naam Roop come first, existence is not able to see. So all inert matters are covered by existence part. Nothing can exist without that existence. And these objects differ in subtlety. Subtlety we have seen.
In some places we see the reflection, in some places we see there is no reflection. So there is variation in the inert matters. Some are subtle. What do you mean by subtle in our Vedanta? Pervasiveness. And Gurudev has given a beautiful example in our candlelight. 1 inch of ice cube, when it melts, it takes a more space, bigger space. Water spreads. So we say the water is subtler than ice cube. And when you boil that water, it becomes vapor. So vapor is more pervasive than water and ice cube, subtler. So the more pervasive thing, we have got the subtlety. Gross body is a particular shape and form. It never increases. Pranas goes out of the, you start inhaling, exhaling, you will feel that the pranas are going out. But its distance, hardly 2-3 feet. But the mind can go anywhere. So the mind is more subtler. That is why the mind has got the capacity to receive the subtlety of the consciousness as a reflection of consciousness. It's not direct. So as a reflection of consciousness is taken by the mind, buddhau, in mind that reflection of consciousness comes. Yes. Yes, we are coming to it again. Now different thing has got the different capacity. Firewood has got the fire, and then when we see the fire, what happens? We see that there is a heat and light. We cannot segregate heat and light in the flames. It's combined. But if you put a pot on that flame or on the stove, put water, put some rice. The water is subtle, but it has got no ability or capability to receive the light part of it. It can take only the heat part. You see the difference in the subtlety? Fire has got both heat and light, but when it is being transferred to the water, water has the capacity only to receive the heat part, not the light part. Subtlety, different subtlety is there. So subtle equipment is needed. Subtle equipment, buddhau, mind. And in Tattvabodh we know the subtle equipment consists of 17 items. 17 items consist of subtle equipment. 5 organs of perception, 5 organs of action, 5 pranas, man and buddhi, 17 items. When these 17 items come out of the body, we say the body is dead now. Because the reflection of consciousness is always only in the mind. If the mind has gone out of the body, that means the dead body, including this brain, they have got no capacity to reflect that consciousness. Consciousness is always there. In the dead body also is the consciousness there. We say, na? Dead body is. Isness is still there. Burn it, it will come as. As is. Isness is still there. But the capacity of the dead body, that subtle equipment has gone outside, which can receive that reflection is no more there. But if I fit subtle body to this chair?
This chair will start moving.
And Sant Gyaneshwar did that. He was sitting on the wall and he fitted subtle equipment to that wall. Wall started moving. So if somebody has got the capacity, he can do that. He can make it.
Now that consciousness which has enlivened the subtle body enlivens the gross body.
So the receiving equipment is the subtle body, the mind, buddho.
When it gets enlivened, then this subtle body enlivens the gross body.
When subtle body is not there, gross body cannot be enlivened.
Then what is this enlivening? Avesatah, it was said, entered. What is this entering?
It is said by an example, Mahatma Raj explained that suppose there is a dark room, the sunlight cannot come in, but there is a veranda outside, there is a bucket of water. In that bucket of water, there is a reflection of the sun, and that reflection of sun through windows come inside, and then you are able to see all the objects of the inside the room.
It is reflected, it's not directly illumined. It's only reflection.
Same way,
water of mind in the bucket of body.
Water of mind in bucket of body. This body is a bucket. Like the bucket outside with the water, it has ability to reflect, and with that reflected light, we are able to see all the things inside the room. Similarly, in the water of mind in the gross body, receive that reflection of consciousness, and after that, we are able to perceive all objects of the world. What it is not direct consciousness coming in. It's the reflected consciousness which illumines everything. Now the reflection depends on the quality of the water. If the water is pure, the reflection will be clear. If the water is muddy, reflection will not be the clear. Similarly, what about our water in mind? If it is sattvic, is brilliant and clear, you will be able to understand Vedanta. If it is rajasic, agitated, continuously you are thinking something else, it is said the mind can process one thought at a time. But the speed is so high that we think it is perceiving many things or processing many things at a time. But it is always one after another, one after another, one after another.
So there is no real multitasking. It's actually distracted.
So once you are thinking, your mind is somewhere else.
So whatever is said here, it would go on, it won't be processed by mind. So the rajasic mind will not be able to understand. It's a very scientific thing. Tamasic mind, dull mind, cannot understand. In Atmabodh Shankarajaji says, Sada sarvagato pyatma na sarvatra abhasate. बुद्धा विवाब भासेत स्वच्छेषु प्रतिबिंबवत सदा सर्वगतो अपि आत्मा सदा सदा मीन्स ऑलवेज आत्मा इज एवरीवेयर सर्वगतो इट इज ऑल परवेडिंग अपि आत्मा
na sarvatra abhasate. We are not able to see it everywhere. Where you will see buddhau eva abhasyate, buddhau eva, only in buddhi abhasyate, not in gross body, only in the subtle body eva abhasyate, you see that reflection. And that depends on swachesu pratibimbavat, depending on the water of your mind. As the water in the mind, so will be the pratibimba. So mind which reflects consciousness is of two kinds. Number one is ego, and number two, antakaran. And antakaran means three items: mana, buddhi, chitta.
Chitta, not chitta.
Chitta. So man, sankalpa, vikalpa, vritti, mana. Sankalpa, vikalpa, vritti. Vritti means thought. Sankalpa, vikalpa, vritti, mana. Nischayatmika vritti, buddhi. Smaranat vritti, chitta. Memory. So why author has made a demarcation between ego and mind, intellect and chitta? Because ego is connected to all three. It is always present in all three. Ego means aham, I, knowership. Knowership comes. I am thinking, the function of mind. I have decided, intellect. I am remembering, chittapa. So I is common in all three. So that is why it is separately taken here. So out of the four, ahankar is taken on one side, and these three, mana, buddhi, chitta, are on the other side. And self, we have already seen, is not affected by good or bad thoughts of mind. That we have already seen. Kama, sankalpa, sandeho, dhriti, shraddha, this we have already seen. The self, the atman, is not affected. You will be able to prove na why it is not affected. How will you prove? By seeing the red rose, eyes never become red. The mind never becomes blind or dull or sharp because of the eyes. Now the inference draw. Who is the seer of mind? Sakshi. Sakshi is not affected by the thoughts of mind. Yes, next verse.
छायाहंकारयोरैक्यम्
तप्ताय पिण्डवन्मतम्
तदहंकार तादात्म्यात्
देहश्चेतनतामगात्
छायाहंकारयोरैक्यम् तप्ताय पिण्डवन्मतः तदहंकारतादात्म्यात् देहश्चेतनतामगात्.
Guruji writes, the gross body is a beautiful package, bundle of flesh, bones and blood. How this inert form made up of water and minerals is enlivened by the consciousness is discussed in the following verse. How gross body is enlivened? We have already seen, we get the reflection of consciousness in the subtle body. And subtle body enlivens the gross body. If subtle body is not there, the gross body is no more enlivened. We say body is dead. Chit Chaya. Chaya means reflected consciousness. You will find the same word, similar word, Chidabhas or Chit Pratibimba. These are the words you will find in the Vedanta. Chaya. Chaya means Chit Chaya. Reflection of consciousness. Plus Ahankaryo Ekyam. Ahankar. Ahankar, the ego. When these two come together, a reflection of consciousness and ego, how they come together, it will be explained. Ekyam. Taptaya Pindvanmatam. Taptaya Pindvat. Like a iron ball, if you put it in the fire, what happens? It will take the heat and light of fire. If you keep it for some time, you will find it is also glowing like the other charcoal or the wood. Pinvat. Tad ahankar tadmatat. That ahankar which is already identified with the reflected consciousness. Deha chetanam agata. Then the gross body gets. So the process is in the mind, in the subtle body, a reflection of consciousness comes and then it comes to. But how it happens? It becomes one. We call it Anunya Adhyas. It takes the characteristics of the other. Like you will see in the reflection of sun in the water. If there is a ripple in the water, in the river, you will find the sun also moving or broken. But the sun is not broken. And in the water, there is no illumination. Because of that reflection, the water has got the illumination part also. So when it becomes combined, then what happens? The sun which is not broken, we see broken. Sun which is not moving, we see is moving. The water which has got no illumination gets the illumination and it becomes one. Similarly, in the electricity, electricity has got no light. Filament is there, but it has got, without electricity, there is no illumination. But when it is connected, we see the glowing filament. When connected, but they are disconnected, it's not there. When connected, we see the form of the light also, luminosity is there. Similarly, in the iron ball, it is already given here, taptaya pindvat matam, matam it is considered. Taptaya pindvat, take a iron ball, it is heavy in weight, round in shape, black in color, put it into the fire, it will absorb the heat and light both. So what has happened? It has taken the characteristics of fire. Both heat and light has come. And it has given the characteristic of the iron to the fire also. If you take out that ball, now you will find the fire is round. And it is heavy. And the black color is gone. Now, the orange color, the flame color has come. So the iron ball has taken the characteristics of fire and it is given its own characteristics to the fire. In the same way, when buddhi and reflection of consciousness come together, there arises the I thought, ahankar. The moment it comes together, ahankar will come. And this ahankar will cover the Atman. Like
the sun, when the sea water is there, the reflection is there, clouds are formed, what happens? The same clouds cover sun. In the same way, when the reflection of consciousness and intellect come together, then I thought, the ahankar, comes. And that ahankar covers Atman, the life spark inside. We are not able to see it. Ahankar has come. The reflection of consciousness is sentient and unchanging. The characteristic of reflection of consciousness is, it is sentient and unchanging. And the I thought, ego, is changing. It's always changing and it is inert. So the reflection of consciousness is sentient, I thought is inert. How do you say I thought is inert? Whatever we perceive, it goes into the mind as thought. I am seeing the chair, chair is not going inside my head. What is going inside is only a thought of chair. And that thought of chair is inert because it is illumined by consciousness. So consciousness is required, it's a sentient thing is required to illumine the thoughts. So all thoughts are inert. And with this identification of two things, like loho, tapta pindavat, they have taken the qualities of each other, they have taken. And this ahankar in this text refers to jeev. Be very careful here. Ahankar here means jeev. That is why we have segregated ahankar, mana, buddhi, chitta separately. Ahankar means jeev here. This identification cannot be separated. Can you separate the reflection of sun from the water? If sun is there, if the water is there, the reflection will be there. Can you segregate? No. Similarly, if the mind and intellect equipment which is subtle is there and the consciousness is there, the reflection of consciousness will be there. You cannot separate it. Tadatmyat, the word tadatma has come, it means tad ev atma. Tad ev atma, it has become one. Like the fireball has taken the heat and light and given its quality to the fire. So it has become tadatma, tad ev atma, it has become one. Tasya bhava is called tadatmya. That bhava, that characteristic is also has come to me. Like heat and fire has come to the iron ball has given its characteristic to the fire. Similarly, the reflection consciousness, the sentiency and unchangingness, the permanent thing has come to me. And the body has given the changing and inert matter to the consciousness. Now we say, if the body is dying, then I say, I am dying. Good. This sentient subtle body enlivens the gross body that we have seen. And with this ego, we call ourselves that I am a sentient body. The moment it is enlivened by subtle body, comes to the gross body, I call myself that I am sentient body. This has become Atman for us. Dehosmi, we say, na? I am this body. We don't take it as a transactional value, that is only a borrowed thing. This body has got not the sentiency thing.
we have borrowed it. It is for the transaction purpose in the world. We forget this thing and we take, this body is now real. This is Atman. Now the suffering of the body is taken as suffering of the self. And we have already seen, we have proved that the suffering of the eyes and the mind is not the suffering of the self. We have already proved it. But an ignorant person thinks suffering of the body is my suffering. Mahatma gives the example, on the fire you have put a vessel, on that put you have water, in that water you have put rice, and when you see the water boiling, you will find some sound also coming, bubbling sound, and the rice is dancing. No? We enjoy that. Rice is dancing and there is some sound coming also. Apply the same thing to your life. In the water of mind, which is in this bucket of body, all the experience are nothing but the music of the life. Enjoy that music. Don't identify. We identify and suffer. Enjoy. The self is beyond caste, creed, family lineage, no name, no form, merits, demerits, no time, space, object. In self, these all things are not there. Gross body, subtle body, causal body relates to us only. And that tattva, that Atman is without that. So there is no caste, creed, koi jati, kul, kuch nahi hai. When we say, who are you? I am an engineer. You are a jiva only. But you say, I am an engineer. The engineer is the visheshta. A characteristic has which has come to my me because of my education. And some people, they start their autobiography also. Whole life ka experience they write. Whose experience is this? Self has got no body. Jiva also has got no body. What is your autobiography? Is the dead memories of your past which you are writing? Jiva, jiva also has got no gender, no masculine feminine. It's the body which has got the gender. But we take this body as real, get identified. What happens with the identification? In Bhagavad we get the story of Bharat, got identified with the deer, small baby deer. Next birth, deer. Next birth, Jada Bharat. After exhausting the prarabdha, he became Jada Bharat. So all our relationship are through this gross body only. We say this to be permanent. कभी कभी बोल देते हैं ये हमारा साथ एक जन्म का नहीं है सात जन्म का है फॉर सेवन जनरेशन सेवन लाइफ वी विल बी टुगेदर नो नॉट पॉसिबल एंड हाउ दिस एसोसिएशन हैज कम इन टू बीइंग इट इज बिकॉज ऑफ प्रारब्ध. It is your prarabdha and my prarabdha that we are sitting here in Chinmay Mission Yamunotri. When the prarabdha ends, association also ends. Your all family members are together because of your past prarabdha. When this prarabdha will end, they all will get down. Sab separate.
And the example given by Mahatma Jar,
two examples are normally given. Like in olden days, there used to be inn, sarai. People from different companies, like hotels now. Now, people from different places used to come in the hotel, stay there. Next day, everybody is going different places. They are meeting on the dining table, talking, exchanging. In the train also, what happens? When you are traveling in the train, normally you talk to the person who is sitting next to you. You exchange your card, give your phone number, take his phone number, and after that, I don't know how many people contact or not. But the people get down at their different stations. But we never become sorrowful when he gets down. So how should be our relationship with our family? Shastra never says, leave your family. No, never says that. Stay with your family. Stay with your family. But don't get identified. Only thing is, don't get identified. Stay there. Stay with your children. Stay with your property. Stay with your money, bank balance, everything. But don't get identified. Enjoy. You remember in the quest, Tapovanji Maharaj, Gurudev asked this question. Showing the mountain, how we get identified and all these things, how to live in this world. Well, do you see that mountain? Is it giving you that joy? Well, yes. Have it, don't possess it. Simple. Have it, enjoy it, but don't possess it. The moment you say, my house, yesterday it was in the Guruji's thing was there. Now we don't see objects, beings, persons in totality. What we say, my house, my has come, na? My house, my car, my people, my. This is the association. So jiva is not this body, body is not jiva. Jiva is separate. Subtle body is separate. And Shankaracharya showed it also. When there was a discussion with Mandal Mishra, then some questions were asked by Bharati and Shankaracharya was not able to answer those questions. So he took out the subtle body from his gross body, asked his disciples, keep this body, I will come back. Don't destroy. And he went to a dead body of a king, entered there. And then after that, came back in the body and explained to Bharati, this is this. So jiva is not body, body is not jiva, jiva is different. We will just see the meaning of the next verse.
Ahankarasya tadatmyam.
Ahankarasya tadatmyam.
Chichhaya deha sakshivihi.
Chichhaya deha sakshivihi.
Sahajam karma jam bhranti.
Sahajam karma jam bhranti.
Janyam chatrividham kramat.
Janyam
chatrividham kramat. Ahankarasya tadatmyam. Chichhaya deha sakshivihi. Sahajam karma jam bhranti. Janyam chatrividham kramat.
So ahankar is the ego, is the jiva.
has got three associations, three identifications. Ahankar with the chitchaya, reflection of consciousness. Ahankar is identified with the body. And ahankar is identified with the sakshi witness. And this is called sahajam. And this is called karmajam. And this is bhranti janyam. Very systematic analysis. This ego, ego means jiva. This jiva is identified with three things. One is the with the reflection of consciousness, which is sahajam. It is natural. Natural means it will happen. You cannot break it. Like reflection of sun in the water. You can't disassociate with sahajam. Next is this ego or this jiva has got the identification with the body. Why this has come? Because of karmajam, because of the karma. And the third identification is with the witness, sakshi. And that is because of bhranti janyam. It is because of your dissolution, bhranti, misunderstanding. This we'll see in detail in our next class.
Is witness also is the consciousness?
Yes, yes, we will demarcate it later on. Ahankarasya tadatmyam chitchaya. Chitchaya is the reflection of consciousness. Deha is the second and sakshi bhi is the third. Sahajam, sahajam is natural. Karmajam means because of the karma and bhranti janyam because of ignorance, because of ajnan we have identified janyam. Cha trividham kramat. These are three identifications we have made. What are these three identifications and how, what can we do to disidentify with that? Will be, answer will be given in the ninth verse, which we will see in our next class. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Guru Namaha. Hari Om.